WJON News, I'm Tim Lyon. Charges for a Sartell man accused of having sex with an underage girl starting when he was 17 and she was 13. Danta paroled, facing third-degree criminal sexual conduct charges. Three people hurt in a rear-end crash on Highway 23 east of Sauk Rapids this morning. One car was pulled over to the left to help another vehicle, but it partially blocked the lane and was hit from behind. Injuries for the drivers of both vehicles and a passenger, all non-life-threatening. Serious but non-life-threatening injuries for 33-year-old Catherine Sabinski of St. Cloud. She walked onto the road from behind a parked car and was hit by a car. A chain reaction crash on eastbound County Road 75 in St. Cloud Tuesday afternoon. Five cars slamming into one another, but no one hurt. An overnight barn fire near El Rosa has killed 25 calves. Happened at the Peter and Lisa Wirtz farm, their barn a total loss. This is WJON News. St. Cloud School Superintendent Willie Jett wants to create a task force to work on what to do with the district's properties at Lake George, Tech High School, Clark Field, and the Media Services Building. That after a decision to buy the old Minnesota School of Business building to house the district offices instead of renovating part of Tech High School for that purpose. Former Richmond Councilman and Mayor Vince Schaefer is again serving the city, appointed as a councilman to replace Devin Sesnick, who resigned. It's Kimball's turn to party this weekend. Dozens of events are planned for Kimball over the next 4 days, including the Grand Parade Sunday afternoon at 2. Nearly 40 downtown St. Cloud businesses will be hosting visitors during an art crawl starting Friday afternoon. Everything from quilting to jewelry making to fine art. The art crawl will have several artists' work on display as well. It runs 3 to 9 Friday. And the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Festival opens tonight at the El Rancho Manana Campgrounds in Richmond. Some of the best bluegrass bands in the Upper Midwest. Tickets at the gate. I'm Tim Lyon, WJON News.